Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast as we continue on this series, Are You a Victor or a Victim? Now, I just want to point out to you a quick thought here. How to have information in it that may or may not be hard to swallow, okay? Hopefully, you've accepted some of it with an open heart, and you're looking at it as an opportunity for growth, because that's really one of the pre-quantifiers of being a victor or having a victor mindset, is someone who is looking for opportunities for growth. So in other words, if somebody, you know, gives you some constructive criticism, I'm not saying hurling insults at you, but if they're giving you constructive criticism in some way and they mean to do you good, it would behoove you to listen to them. Really what all podcasts are for. It's an opportunity for each of us to grow. And that's what I'm really hoping that you're viewing this entire series as. So let's get back to that list. The next part that we're on here is that the victim is always going to be fighting for their rights. Okay? And they, again, this is kind of back to that entitlement that we've already covered. And each of us do have rights, absolutely. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't fight for your rights. I'm not saying that, you know, that you don't have specific rights that maybe are being violated or have been violated in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, if some kind of a recourse or legal action is required, then so be it. That's okay. But what I am saying is that, you know, sometimes we take it too far, or we read into it, or we assume things we shouldn't assume, or we think worst case scenario when that's not really the way it's intended to be, or we don't take time to think about it. We just react without even really realizing or contemplating whether the attack or the concern about rights was legitimate. And that's hard. That can be a difficult one to decipher, especially if you're wounded and you've had things happen to you that have been very unjustified and very hurtful. And I totally understand that. That takes time to heal those things, and it takes time to sort through it. But if you're noticing patterns in your life where you're constantly fighting for your rights, then I would encourage you to take a look outside and from the outside in and be very objective if maybe there's some patterns there that are hurting you more than helping you. Again, this is about helping you to attract the right people, to attract the right opportunities, to become the best person that you can be. So the victor lives to champion the rights of others. So the victims look to become their greatest and champion any rights that belong to them. Mentality. Okay, the next one. The victim has a critical spirit and is judgmental. Now, I can honestly say that all of us are guilty of that from time to time. In fact, I would say this whole list, there have been some areas that, you know, I could work on. And it doesn't mean that you're completely a victim if you align to some of these to some degree. It's if you have a pattern or a behavior set that continues to crop up again and again and again, day in, day out, and it's making you miserable. It's making you frustrated. It's making you angry. It's making you stressed. And by doing that, you're damaging your health. You're damaging your relationships. You're damaging your opportunities. You're shutting doors on yourself that you could open if you just work on it a little bit, if you just get a bit more objective and a little more open-hearted about it and realize how the damage may be, you know, totally stunting your ability to become the person that you want to be or that you're fighting to be, okay? So having a critical and judgmental spirit is something that I think really most people need to work on to some degree. Where the victor blesses other people. They're always looking for opportunities to bless other people, to make an impact, to do good, and to help others to feel like they have a place of value in the earth. And then I have time for one more. The victim imagines everyone is against them. And we did mention this earlier on from a different perspective, but I want to just mention to you that if this is a plague or a in your life, it's going to tear you down so fast and take you into depression, and that scares your brain to begin to think this way without even really realizing that you're thinking this way. And it'll just send you down that rabbit hole so fast and hurt you in ways that can be hard to recover. So please, again, evaluate yourself openly and assess this. The victor imagines people are for him and even visualizes good things happening. You know, going to that job interview and imagining that it's going to go extremely well and that they're going to be highly favored. Picturing themselves sitting straight up in the chair with the utmost confidence, speaking with boldness and courage. Visualizing that discussion that you want to have with your significant other or with your children is going to go very, very well. Visualizing that, you know, that you're going to have an amazing day and you're going to get new clients and new opportunities are going to come your way. Speaking over yourself very positively and believing that is going to not only change your physiology, but open the doors of opportunity, because everyone likes to be around someone that feels stable, confident, bold, and knows who they are and what they're capable of. So that is the goal with this entire series, and really of all the podcast series that I put out. It's always the goal, and I hope that you're able to align with some of that and make use of it. This is Michelle Steffes, your journey to greatness through routine. Be sure to share this with someone who may benefit and continue to keep reaching higher. Thank you for joining us.